We roll on here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set. Game 2 of 6 between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're alongside Shuckers royalty here. Former manager Mike Guerrero, roving infield instructor with the Brewers organization. Mikey, great to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Javik. I appreciate it, buddy.
How fun is it to be back here in Biloxi? Obviously, a lot of memories and just a lot of great moments throughout your time here in Biloxi.
Well, you know, just coming here into my stomping ground, I will say that it's actually always joy to come to my familiar place and familiar faces and a place that I really love.
What's your favorite part about coming back?
Everything, I think. You know, I don't have any regrets at all. There is not a, you know, nothing that could, you know, really bring bad memories.
You have a lot of memories in this place, whether it's divisional titles, whether it's big-time moments. What's it like being a rover coming into Biloxi instead of being the manager?
Well, you know, I miss a little bit of being a manager, but I'm really enjoying my spot in the organization as an infield instructor, helping not just one lever out in the infield side, try to help everybody out in terms of baseball knowledge and, you know, experience, sharing my experience with individuals and players in all the positions. I really enjoyed what I'm doing, going to every levels, to every affiliates, and, you know, I sometimes feeling for the managers in necessity and you know, I'm really enjoying my the ability of teaching everyone else out.
What's it been like teaching sometimes these kids who are as young as 17, 18 years old at the younger levels, especially in the DSL, up to here at the AA level, AAA level, when guys are getting ready to make that jump to the big leagues?
I think that it is it's great to see the, you know, the adjustment that you do throughout the year. You go 1 month to every place and see how you're actually projecting yourself throughout the future in the adjustment that you have done that will help us out to understand where you fit better and at times which area now that we need to continue to improve and you know, it's actually it's a job that you're able to help everyone out in the organization.
What's it like being able to see that growth throughout the season, just throughout the organization? Because there is so much infield talent here in the Brewers org.
Well, it's actually brings a lot of joy when you see guys performing up to the level that they need to be, so they can project themselves to a big leaguer. I'm a true believer that you cannot play the level that you're playing because then you're just playing at the level that everybody else. You got to project, play the level a little higher than what you really playing.
Talking about joy, a lot of guys you managed here last year up in the big leagues, whether it's Tobias Myers, Jackson Churro, who's lighting the world on fire, still just 20 years old. How exciting is that to see guys that you've managed throughout this organization making it up to the higher levels and some of them impacting a big league club in a big time way here in 2024?
Well, you know, it's actually, I was there 2 weeks ago. I was with the big league team for a couple of games, and you know, it brings me great joy to see Tobias Myers, you know, performing up to a level that you know, nobody expected that, and you know, and just whoever saw him at the end of the year, you know, he was sliced out here, and he continued to do that, and now in the big league. And then to see Churro do what he's doing is, you know, it brings you a lot of joy that what you work at was the right thing to do, and you know, just helping them out to make adjustment, not just to this level, how a big leaguer will play on at this level.
Shuckers right now in the playoff hunt, trying to get back to the playoffs for the first time since you led the team to a South Division championship back in 2019. What do you remember about those runs in 2018 and 2019 when you guys won 4 consecutive Southern League halves, 2 divisional titles, and a lot of winning?
Well, you know, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of pride of what you're doing. I think the player, the chemistry that they knew what they want, and we all knew what we were looking for and what we wanted. We had the same feel last year until the last series of the year. You know, and actually the team last year played really, really good the last couple months of the year. We had an opportunity. You just got to tip your cap at times. You know, they Montgomery came on your field and beat you. You know, all right, you got to tip your cap to that. But you know, it's a great memory in what they're doing right now and how they're playing the game. Even the games that they lose, their competitive games. So you just need to continue and play day by day, one game at a time. Give your best up for that day, and then you never know, tomorrow might rain.
Mike, you appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, anytime. Always a pleasure to be here in Biloxi. You know, and see the people that I really admire the way they work and all the things and the fans, and they're great. Love this town, and you know, it's just a good thing every time I come around here.
Always a pleasure having you out. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate it, buddy.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and Braves coming up next.